Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
MGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
My opinion, you bet Buffalo to win the Super Bowl, you are wasting your money. I don't know how you watch this defense get destroyed last night by the Atlanta Falcons and say, you know what, this is my team to win the Super Bowl. It's year 9. We've seen this happen before with Sean McDermott. What makes you think this year's going to be different when every year goes exactly the same? The James Franklin era at Penn State ends, not with a bang, but with a $49 million buyout. I'm talking like people I respect contorting themselves like they're in Cirque du Soleil to tell you Patrick Mahomes is not the best quarterback in the league. Honestly, like, it's sad. It's fake, phony football intellectualism.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube at youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network, and heard on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, dun 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 dun, we know it moved. Femi and I will roll through every single game coming up week number 7 in the National Football League. All the side moves, all the total moves, and all the latest updated injury information, and there's a lot of it starting to come down, 4 o'clock Eastern here on Wednesday afternoon, first day of the week where the injury reports start to come out for the Sunday and the Monday games. So we will have for you, it moved, every single game, where the lines are, where we think they're going, injury information, and our betting leans and the actual wagers that have been placed. That's coming up next hour on the show. Also, you know, it just feels like it's going to be Dodgers-Mariners in the World Series, doesn't it? Like we've been saying since before the league championship series even started. We will talk about the Dodgers' win last night in Milwaukee to take a 2-0 series lead. And why, for me, as an old-school baseball fan, this was like borderline sexually arousing. Watching Yoshinobu Yamamoto go a full 9 innings for a complete game. What a novel concept. We'll talk the Dodgers and the Brewers. We'll get you set to bet Game 3 of the ALCS tonight in Seattle with the Mariners up 2-0 over the Toronto Blue Jays. Three tremendous guests will join us on the show. Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Brian Baldinger. On three, college football insider, our friend, the great Brett McMurphy. And our pal Danny Parkins of First Things First on Fox Sports 1. We will talk National Football League and college football with our three tremendous guests today on You Better You Bet. And in the Power Hour, in the final hour, all of our bets for tonight in the world of sports. And I will resist the urge to give out a hockey bet after my under 6.5 last night, the Ducks and the Penguins, ended Anaheim 4, Pittsburgh 3. And I know that because when I woke up this morning to drive my wife to the airport, I have the house to myself for a few days. It's a weird feeling. The first thing I did when I woke up this morning was not like look at the monitor. Is my daughter awake? It wasn't to like look at the clock to be like, did we oversleep? Like were the McAllisters in Home Alone? No. I checked the score of Ducks Penguins. And I was unhappy when I saw that we went over the total. I bet under 6.5. They ended on 7 goals. So we'll give our bets out at the end of the show for tonight in the world of sports. But we officially begin. Wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet. With a couple games on Week 7 NFL Sunday that have big time tickled my fancy. And I love to get my fancy tickled. I think about these two games, ripe with storylines, just tons of content on both sides, bets to be placed, and it gets me really, really excited. And there are a couple games that I'm pumped for. Both games on Monday night are awesome. Seahawks-Texans, Bucks-Lions, both games on Monday are sick. There are a couple Sunday games that didn't make the cut, like the Chargers and the Colts, and I'm pumped for that game. I think the Chargers might have a big-time schematic advantage there. If the Colts are going to be down players in their secondary, could be a huge game for Justin Herbert throwing the ball. But we want to see what the injury report has in store for that game. So there are other games that I'm super into, and we will talk about all of them next hour on the show with It Moved. But for now, two games that have really caught my attention, and when I'm thinking about putting the show together, these are the games that I wanted to lead the show with. And we will start in Minnesota, where the 3-2 Vikings will come out of their bye and entertain the reigning, defending, yet reeling Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. Losers of two straight after a 4-0 start. Do the math. Now sitting at 4-2. And we're going to lead with the Vikings angle here because there's so much going on and a lot of it, honestly, at this moment right now, infuriates me. I think what's happening right now in Minnesota is gamesmanship for the sake of gamesmanship, and I think it's stupid, and I think that Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell, who I have a ton of respect for, coach of the year last year, we won money on it. It was awesome. We were out for dinner in New Orleans at the Super Bowl with the waiter that asked us 17 times if we wanted to order appetizers. It's a true story. And we won coach of the year, and it was really great on Kevin O'Connell, and that was we rode Femi's coattails to a victory. We love Kevin O'Connell. I bet the Vikings to make the playoffs this year because of Kevin O'Connell. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But man, I respect Kevin O'Connell. I think he's one of the best coaches in the league. I do not like the way Kevin O'Connell is handling the quarterback situation in Minnesota, where both J.J. McCarthy, remember him? And Carson Wentz will be taking reps with the first team at practice this week ahead of Sunday's game at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, both are slated to talk to the media this week, and I don't know when Kevin O'Connell's going to make his decision as to who's going to start. I don't know when that's going to get revealed. It could happen during this segment. It could happen during the show. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen Friday. It could happen Saturday. Hell, It could happen on Sunday morning. I have no idea how this is going to play out in terms of when will Kevin O'Connell make his decision on who the starting quarterback is going to be. But here's what I will say. And this is a macro Minnesota Vikings take, not just for the rest of this season, but for the seasons to come as well. J.J. McCarthy returned to practice for the Vikings on Monday. He's practicing, which means that presumably, ostensibly, he's healthy. Like, he's just gonna, he took all this time off. When this happened and the injury was announced that he was gonna miss all this time, we were like, okay, like, they want to get him some rest and sit him through the bye, and then he's gonna be good to go. So my guess is that J.J. McCarthy's healthy. I don't know that for sure, but I think it's a pretty educated guess that J.J. McCarthy's healthy enough to play in an NFL game this weekend, even one against the reigning defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And if that's true, and J.J. McCarthy's healthy enough to play, and it's also true that Carson Wentz is dealing with an injury to his non-throwing shoulder, which Kevin O'Connell talked about at his press conference today. And by the way, even if it's not true, and Carson Wentz is 100% healthy, I don't even think that matters. I'm just saying for context. If J.J. McCarthy's healthy, he needs to play on Sunday.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW. Let us surprise you.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like, he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Absolutely has to play on Sunday. If McCarthy plays and he embarrasses himself, and we'll talk about my expectations for McCarthy in a second. If McCarthy plays and he embarrasses himself, you can always go to Carson Wentz. You'll have more data on J.J. McCarthy, and you can say, hey, this is the season where our expectation is to make the playoffs and make a deep run. We got to play the guy that gives our team the best chance to win. And the guys in the locker room will know it if it's not J.J. McCarthy and it's Carson Wentz. They'll know it. If J.J. McCarthy is healthy enough to play and they start Carson Wentz on Sunday, like, that's it for J.J. McCarthy. Now, maybe your counter to that is, you the listener, you the viewer, well, if Wentz stinks, you can go to J.J. McCarthy. If they play Wentz this weekend, this is Kevin O'Connell basically saying J.J. McCarthy's not the guy. Right? Someone construct an argument that disproves what I just said. That if McCarthy's healthy and he doesn't play, that's Kevin O'Connell basically admitting he's not the guy. And that's it for McCarthy in Minnesota. Like, sure, Wentz can get hurt and McCarthy can go in, or Wentz can be bad and McCarthy can play, but it's a statement by the Vikings that they don't believe in J.J. McCarthy. The McCarthy stuff is incredibly interesting to me. And kind of his arc as an NFL player. Since winning the national championship in Michigan and being selected 10th overall by the Vikings in the 2024 loaded first-round quarterback class. gets hurt, obviously, early in preseason in his rookie year, and Sam Darnold leads the team to a 14-3 record. And the Vikings decide, in that offseason last year, to not pursue Sam Darnold, despite winning 14 games, despite earning a playoff berth, spending the money elsewhere, mostly on the defensive line, and rolling with J.J. McCarthy. He starts the year, looks terrible in his first start, nationally televised audience, Monday Night Football, on the road in Chicago against the Bears. He's brutal through three quarters with an injured offensive line and no Jordan Addison. Might I add? And then in the fourth quarter, three touchdowns. They win the game. The post-game locker room is jubilant for J.J. McCarthy. Kevin O'Connell gives this incredible speech stumping for McCarthy, and the team goes nuts. And he's NFC Offensive Player of the Week. All it took was one dud on Sunday Night Football the next week against Atlanta, and everyone's out on J.J. McCarthy. Everyone's done with J.J. McCarthy. Do you want to be done with Josh Allen? And I'm not saying J.J. McCarthy is even going to be 1/20th as good as Josh Allen. But look what the Falcons defense, what it did to J.J. McCarthy in week two, they just did on Monday night to Josh Allen. Like, maybe that defense is just awesome. And maybe the offensive line wasn't healthy. And maybe, not maybe, definitely didn't have Jordan Addison in the game. And this isn't for me. This isn't a case why J.J. McCarthy is going to be an all-pro or going to win the Super Bowl. But I mean, like, can we be fair about this? The competition for McCarthy is Carson Wentz. Like, this is driving me crazy. Carson Wentz, who basically on the street, and the Vikings correctly, and we talked about this in August, you can't go into the year with Sam Howell as the backup quarterback because he was so bad in preseason and in training camp. So I loved it when they signed Carson Wentz and traded Sam Howell. I thought that was a great move. As a backup, Carson Wentz hasn't been a competent NFL starting quarterback in a long ass time. A long ass time. Maybe you want to say, well, Kevin O'Connell's the quarterback whisperer. Look what he did with Nick Mullins, Josh Dobbs, Sam Darnold. Why can't he do that with Carson Wentz? Okay. Why can't he do it with J.J. McCarthy, the guy you drafted 10th overall? Let me ask everybody a question. Who has a higher hypothetical ceiling? J.J. McCarthy or Carson Wentz? Does the question sound ridiculous to you when I say it out loud? There are people out there who are like, the Vikings need to start Carson Wentz. Are you people insane? Like, you start Carson Wentz and you are basically saying, we're not going to make the playoffs and we're taking a new quarterback next year. We need to get a new quarterback. No way. McCarthy, like, we'll see. Maybe the floor's low. We don't know the answer yet, but you got to find out. And we'll see what the injury report has to hold for Minnesota. How's this offensive line going to look this week? We know Addison's going to be back along with Justin Jefferson. I've got some optimism here around J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, but it's got to be J.J. McCarthy starting for the Minnesota Vikings this week. On the other side, we'll get into more of this game, Vikings and the Eagles, on Sunday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.